Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, for many years, people who had additional savings or even a lump sum might have put it in their local credit union. But now that might prove difficult because the majority of credit unions have been forced to implement savings caps because, they say, of central bank regulations around how much they need to keep on deposit. Well, Brian O'Connell's going to explain all of this for us now. Brian?
Hi, Claire. I was surprised when someone recently relayed their experience of trying to lodge a couple of thousand euro into their credit union account, and they were told the most they could lodge that month was 800 euro, and then it was capped at 10,000 per year. I mean, the person I was talking to was really taken aback that their local credit union had this policy, and it meant really that they had to kind of look at different types of saving options for this money that they'd managed to accumulate. So I started to look at this, and a cap of 800 euro per month is not uncommon, actually. It would be in the lower range, but I think what would surprise many is how many credit unions are now limiting how much members can save monthly. So this certainly was a surprise to people I spoke to. One credit union, for example, I know has a cap in place because they've over 20 million euro on deposit, a significant increase, I'm told, in savings post-COVID and during the COVID period, and not enough people taking out loans. So credit unions are required to keep a minimum ratio of 20% of their savings from members. This is in order to meet liabilities that might arise, to meet savings withdrawals, payments of loans, etc.
Okay, so we'll come back to the central bank rules and what they mean in a minute, but you were chatting to credit union members who aren't too happy at this.
I spent time outside, exactly, and I spent time outside one credit union yesterday where there's a savings cap of 800 euro per month, and I spoke to some members, beginning with this woman who, she told me what she thought of their policy in putting this cap in place, where, as I said, you can only save up to 800 euro per month.
I was very annoyed with it. I could imagine savings caps of about 50, 60,000, but not for some pensioner like me. I would expect it to be more. And so, it means that I'm not using the credit union as much.
I mean, it seems almost counterproductive.
It does, yes. Yeah. It does for me and people of my generation.
So if you happen to come into money from time to time, you can't now go to the local credit union with it?
Yeah. No.
And there's a safety element to it too. I mean, you don't want it in the house.
Well, I don't. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The credit unions would say they have too much money on deposit, essentially.
But that's all the banks complained. It's kind of a catch-22 situation.
It means now if you want to save, your maximum is 200 euro a week.
Well, the cap is 10,000 in total.
Per annum?
Per annum, yes. Yeah. But I've built up savings all through the years to bury me. And that's basically what it's for.
Yeah. Okay.
To bury myself and my husband, that's what we have it for.
And the credit unions, we have to say, like, they are very flexible in many ways. You would think there might be a degree of flexibility with this.
I have to say the counter service is fantastic.
A lot of credit unions have brought in savings caps. What do you think of it?
A bit ridiculous, really, to be fair, you know. That's a shock to hear that they're stopping taking money because they have too much money, really and truly, like, isn't it? In fairness, like, I can understand it, but...
Where do you stash the cash now that you can't put it in the credit union?
Into my pension.
Is the mattress hitting
Into my pension. Into my pension. That's where every penny I have.
So you'll be retiring young, so will you?
I won't. I'll stay the whole hog.
Frustrated credit union customers there. Now, you got a response from the Irish League of Credit Unions, but did you meet anyone who was happy with the policy?
Well, I think it's very hard for people, firstly, to have any savings at present, given the cost of living crisis. But the cap, as we heard there, of 800 euro a month is quite low. Most credit unions would be higher. But I did meet this woman who is on lower income. So for her, this savings cap, not really as important. The important thing for her is the credit union's ability to offer a loan when she needs it.
Credit union is a more friendly bank than other banks.
You find the credit union more friendly?
Yeah, it's a community bank, and as I know, it's very good for foreigners.
For you, coming from a different country and living here, you found they were more open, maybe?
Yeah, it's more open. It's good for loans, as I know.
Good for loans?
Yep.
What about the savings caps? So at the moment, in this particular credit union, you can only save a maximum of 800 euros per month.
Actually, it's okay for me for this moment, because life is so expensive here. I mean, all the bills, food, everything.
Rent.
So, yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's okay, because it's difficult to save 200 euros extra and put it in the account.
You wish you had that problem?
Oh, yes, I wish. If they have this policy, mm-hmm. it means then they can get loan for me easier. So it's a good, it's a really good bank.
So Brian, what did the credit unions themselves have to say about why they have the savings caps?
Well, I spoke to David Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions. Now, he firstly outlined how credit unions have been performing in recent years and how, in his view, they've evolved. And he confirmed then that savings caps are now actually widespread in many credit unions.
Credit unions themselves have recovered very well since COVID. Personal lending has increased significantly now. And credit unions themselves have a market-leading share in the personal lending market. Many credit unions now offer current accounts. Also, many credit unions are providing mortgages, business loans and community loans as well. So what we can see is credit unions have moved away from their traditional perception as being just a savings bank into many different other offerings.
Do we know, David, how many credit unions have a limit on how much you can save per month?
The majority of credit unions have had to impose savings caps and implement them among their members. There's two types of savings caps. The most common one, Brian, is where a savings cap is put forward by a credit union, which states the total amount of savings that a member can have. And we've seen ranges of that, Brian, between €10,000 up to €50,000. However, we would say the average broadly based on our data is about €30,000. The other type of savings cap, which is less frequent, but also a number of credit unions have utilised this to avoid any major lodgements in a month, is where a monthly cap is put in terms of the actual savings that can be put in a credit union each month. And as you mentioned, the €800 per month one, I would say that's on the lower end of the scale. But again, it is relevant, I suppose, to each credit union in terms of deciding what the savings cap is for them.
So as you can hear there from David Malone, there's a real variance in the amount in relation to these savings caps. But he did confirm, as you heard, the majority of credit unions now have saving caps in place. So I asked him, why was there a need for having these limits in the first place?
These savings caps did arise, particularly during COVID. And during COVID, there was a real challenge for credit unions themselves. They experienced a real surge in savings during the pandemic, when savings growth was double the normal levels on average. This meant that savings were accelerating while lending was actually decreasing at the same time. And this created an issue for credit unions because they generate their income from their loans. Savings actually do cost the credit union money. The Central Bank of Ireland, who regulate credit unions, do require credit unions to allocate and hold an additional 10% of the value of all member savings in a capital reserve. So these surpluses that credit unions generate are actually recycled back into the community in a very number of important ways.
But isn't it a bit counterproductive, if you like, if a person happens to come into a lump sum or they happen to have a bit of extra money, they can't put it into their local credit union if there's a cap?
Yes. So again, I think it's coming back to the unique aspect of credit unions itself. And credit unions are very financially prudently managed. So if you take the example of somebody having a large amount to put into a credit union itself, certainly the limits will vary by credit union. So credit unions will look at their own particular aspects in terms of the limit they would apply. And they'll try and do it in a way that it impacts as few members as possible. But what we're trying to do as a credit union sector is look at this requirement. It comes from the central bank.
So does this need to change, David? Is that what you're saying?
Need to change, Brian. It's higher than the banking sector.
Pointing the finger at the central bank there. Now, in other words, his explanation, the more money they take in on deposit, the more they have to retain for liquidity purposes. And if people aren't applying for enough loans, Brian, that becomes an issue.
Exactly. And during COVID, people didn't borrow for holidays, obviously, as they did before. And even now with cost of living increases, people perhaps are reluctant to change the car or to undertake, for example, home renovations. We know about the rising costs in building. So there is a real challenge in relation to lending in some credit unions. I did notice when I was outside a number of credit unions yesterday, all of them were really advertising their loan products very strongly and prominently on the front of the building. So there's obviously a real effort to try and encourage more borrowing if they can.
And you went to the central bank, you asked them for their take on all of this.
There are two main areas this impacts. The general rule around savings, the central bank told me, is that credit unions can accept a maximum of €100,000 per individual member. Now, credit unions with total assets over €100 million can apply for an exemption. And the central bank said they were aware that some individuals individual credit unions have chosen to introduce these savings caps, but that the imposition or the removal of such caps is really a matter for each individual credit union, so they don't get involved on a micro level. Then it comes to this issue of liquidity that David Malone was talking about. Credit unions are required, the central bank told me, to keep a minimum ratio of 20% of their savings from members as liquid asset, and that's so they can meet liabilities, for example, saving withdrawals, payment of loans, etc. I didn't get any indication from the central bank that this is likely to change.
Yeah, so the savings caps are up to the individual credit unions, but the central bank is putting the rule in place, so it's not really.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that's the argument that the Irish League of Credit Unions have, that if there was some flexibility in that 20%, perhaps they could then have some flexibility in relation to savings caps.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian O'Connell there. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.